One of the things that you spend, I thought at the time when I was reading it, Martin, it was maybe disproportionately large amount, but I think it maybe it plays a much more key part in this whole evolution of the world and what's going to produce happiness and how we can actually have something close to utopia on Earth. And that is, you talk about shame. And when you launched into it, you talk about guilt, shame, but you don't ever define them. And for some people, the difference is pretty slippery. But shame is a big deal. Why is that?
It is, because shame, on the surface, it has a certain egalitarian function, right? So that if you're with a group of people and you have a lot of food and you don't share it, you know, they can shame you, or you feel ashamed if you don't share. And that's most likely part of the evolution of shame, that it evolved to make humans more humble and more compassionate. But it has a toxic side effect, which is it's such a potent emotion that so many times we form our own groups paradigmatically. The adolescent at school, you know, the adolescents will form their own group that says, okay, we're being shamed by our parents and by the school for what we do, so we're going to form our own rebel group that will intentionally be involved in all of the things we're told we're not supposed to do. But what happens is that then that group, with its kind of counter norms, creates its own hierarchy, so that you have to show your allegiance to that kind of counter rebel group by being involved in all the things sexually that society says you shouldn't do. In other words, we work within. Shame doesn't really challenge in a fundamental way the hierarchies that exist. And they lead to the creation of hierarchies, and they lead to the creation of those rebellion groups. And then those, in turn, often feed into fundamentalist religions, because so many people rebel and rebel too much. And I've certainly known people who then gravitate towards religion, especially in its fundamentalist incarnation, because they feel that they have overstepped the bounds in the kind of rebel group. And so it creates this dichotomized way of behaving that's really toxic, and frankly within ourselves too, right? An inner and an outer world. I do spend a lot of time on it because it's such a strong emotion, very strong in East Asia and Central, and the Chinese talk about face, which is your public persona, as being both important but something that ultimately is so insincere. And I'm trying to get at both sincerity and genuine kind of compassionate behavior as a replacement for shame-based and two-faced behavior.